let's talk about this, you know, 24-hour process. Somebody is going in, having a big surgery, and then the next day they come back in to get teeth.
I've heard it all. Can't be done. It's all lies.
Our body doesn't heal in 24 hours. Is Nuvia rushing the process? Why isn't everybody doing it?
Doctors that are saying that, they don't understand the process because obviously Nuvia does this every day, but we do it in a specific way.
Wouldn't that be painful? I'm here with Dr. Park, a prosthodontist at Nuvia, who's placed over 2,000 dental implants. But today, I'm putting him on the hot seat to answer the most unfiltered and potentially controversial questions about the 24-hour dental implant process.
Getting hot in here. Bring it on.
Let's talk about this, you know, 24-hour process. Can you break it down for me? When does a patient actually get their set of teeth after surgery? How long does it really take?
Well, I mean, we could take a step back and talk about, you know, the second that the patient signs up with Nuvia, the ball starts rolling. You know, we gather information at the first appointment, and that's sent immediately to our lab, which starts the whole process. So even before surgery, most of the work is already done in terms of prosthetic design, smile design, and all that stuff, just because we're leveraging the technology and able to start the process. So once the patient does show up for surgery, you know, we discuss pros and cons, complications with surgery as well. Every patient is sedated, so they'll be put to sleep, or, you know, all patients don't remember anything that happens at surgery. If they do have teeth, we do pull the teeth, we clean out any infection, we smooth out the bone, we place four strategically placed implants on the top, four on the bottom. Once they're woken up at surgery, we do some measurements. We make sure that measurements that were collected at the previous appointment are accurate. And that way, the teeth will be ready for them tomorrow. And so the restorative doctor comes in, double checks those numbers. The implants are covered with what are called healing caps, and patient is sent home. Most patients after surgery, they're just going to rest. So they're going to go home. They're going to sleep off the anesthesia. They wake up, you know, have some breakfast, come into the office. And by the time they come in, the teeth will be ready for them. And then teeth are in.
All right. So you said that people get their teeth in 24 hours, but how permanent are they really? Does this mean people have to come back in, get a replacement set of teeth? What does that look like?
You heard it here first. Probably not first because you're on our websites. But yes, it is permanent. Those are your teeth. The day after surgery, these are your teeth.
It's my belief that our body doesn't heal in 24 hours. So is Nuvia rushing the process? Is it really safe is what I'm asking.
We are not rushing anything. So the doctors that are saying that, they don't understand the process because obviously Nuvia does this every day, but we do it in a specific way where we're, you know, leveraging the technology, dental technology, but also respecting the biology of the human body. So yeah, there are certain parts that the body needs time to heal. The implants definitely do need time to heal. But as I previously said, the materials that we use, the process that we use, we respect the healing process, and the implants themselves are going to be healthy. Our success rate is incredibly high. And we have people working around the clock every minute of the day to make this work and make this possible. And that is why it is possible. It's mind-boggling. And that's why a lot of people are confused and you know, say things and, oh, it's not possible. It's people say that when they don't understand the procedure. And so I've been with Nuvia for 4 years. And like I said, I've been a prosthodontist. I've been a dentist for 10 years. I've seen the multiple and the different type of prosthetics out there in the market. And zirconia, it's great. It's amazing.
So since this process seems so great, as you explain it, why isn't everybody doing it? You know, what is really the difference between the way Nuvia does it versus the traditional methods?
If you go to other centers, some centers, you know, some doctors, restorative doctors, that work with oral surgeons. So you'll have to go one place to get the surgery. And then you got to come back to another office and get your teeth. Or if you go to another center, they may take your denture like this and they'll be like, oh, we'll give you teeth right after surgery. To me, teeth right after surgery is doing the patient a disservice, because what it basically does is they take a denture, and you can see they remount a denture, they drill holes, and then they attach it to these metal cylinders. And to me, this is a disservice because, and this is kind of one of the traditional ways that it's been done, because you have three different materials here. You've got a metal cylinder, and you've got two different types of resin. Almost 100% of the time, patients have to come back multiple times because things break. These three materials don't mix well. So things always break. The back teeth break, things chip, the temp cylinder comes loose, stuff like that. And so really, that is a huge disservice, because then that's more than like, within a year, you'll break it 3-4 times. You have to see follow-ups. Not only that, the reason why things start to break is because this is bending. And when things bend, that's when things break. And what it tells me, if it's bending, is also means these implants are possibly moving. So after 24 hours, this is what you get, zirconia, versus this, where you have multiple resins, multiple plastics bending. And so this is really bad for the implants, and you get a higher implant failure rate actually with this prosthetic.
So you brought up the failure rate, and I'm sure a lot of people, that's something they're scared of, right? What if I spend this money? What if they fail? So what is the success rate of dental implants, and particularly at Nuvia?
So dental implants, they do have a failure rate. I think the general dental implant success rate in the literature is about 93 to 97% success rate. I do know that my own success rate is a little over 99%. I've placed over 2,000 implants, and I've kind of tracked my statistics. But I know for Nuvia, their success rate is 99.13%. And so we've been following that success rate since the inception of Nuvia. The only way for this to work is that every minute of the day is being utilized by Nuvia, either the doctors or the lab. Every minute of the day counts. Every minute of the day, every second of the day is needed to make this work. And that's why it's such an amazing process.
With this process being done so quickly, the first thing I would think of is like, oh, this would, you know, cost a lot more than maybe something else. So how would, you know, an everyday person afford dental implants? How are they affording it?
No, that's a good question. That's a very common question that patients ask. Certain things that Nuvia does is to make sure that it helps the patient. One is everything is included in that one price. Typically, if you go somewhere else like an oral surgeon or to another office, they're charging you for bone grafts, for membrane, for the implant and all that stuff. So it's like an a la carte style. So the price kind of floats. You know, up and down, it fluctuates definitely between patients. But at Nuvia, everything is included. Not only that, we have our in-house lab. And so we're not having to pay additional overhead and passing that on to the patient. We have our in-house lab able to save on costs in terms of that. And then obviously we're able to provide payment plans so that every month it's an easier payment versus, you know, a huge lump sum. I do know Nuvia has, you know, the Nuvia dental implant cost guide. They can download that, take a look, and, you know, see if dental implants are something that they can move forward with.
So you said every minute of the day is used for this process to happen. So who's all involved, and what actually goes on behind the scenes to make this happen?
Oh, well, there's a lot of people involved, obviously. Starts with the smile consultants, the general managers, the assistants. We have great team of surgeons. We have restorative doctors. And of course, I can't forget about our in-house, amazing in-house lab. They're basically working around the clock. And when I say, you know, we're utilizing every minute of the day, every second of the day, that's typically the lab. They're just working amazingly hard throughout the night to make sure that that prosthetic is being made overnight. Our amazing team of CRNAs, you know, they're making sure that the patient's comfortable, sedating the patient, monitoring vitals, making sure everything is nice and safe. And so they're there to support the oral surgeons. And then obviously you have a team of assistants helping in surgery, getting parts and whatnot. And then also the restorative doctor pops in and out to make sure that, you know, everything looks good for the prosthetic part of it.
I'm curious about one thing, as I'm sure a lot of people watching might be. Since somebody is going in, having, you know, a big surgery, and then the next day they come back in to get teeth, wouldn't that be painful?
I mean, I'll be honest, it's really patient dependent. So I've done a lot of surgeries in the last 4 years, and typically for pain medication, I know people are probably going to be, some people will be shocked, I only give ibuprofen after surgery. And then obviously if patient, I tell the patient, hey, if you need more than ibuprofen, please let me know. And I'll say 90% of the cases, ibuprofen, maybe in combination with Tylenol, over-the-counter Tylenol, is absolutely effective in terms of managing the pain. And some people say, I had less pain doing this procedure than just doing a single implant or a single extraction. And then obviously coming in the next day, they are going to be tender, definitely going to be tender. But in those cases, we don't anesthetize. No patients complain. If they do feel like they need some additional anesthesia, we provide it. Of course we do. We want to make sure the patient is safe and comfortable. But placing the teeth the next day after surgery, you know, it's a little tender, but I would say very, very manageable.
And why is it so important for a process like this to be so quick? Like, why is this 24 hours, you know, such a big deal to the patient?
Well, having your permanent teeth in 24 hours, I mean, it changes their lives. Like, you have a lot of patients that come in through consult and they seem very introverted, kind of very quiet and timid. And when we do the smile reveal 24 hours after surgery, and then obviously the patient is still kind of a little tender from surgery, but once you give them that mirror and they're able to smile, I think you see it on their face, all the pain and everything, all their sacrifice, you know, it's worth it. You know, all that pain just goes out the window and you see tears of joy, you see them smile, and it seriously looks like a light just starts to turn on them, and their true personality starts to come out. They're more talkative. They, you know, they shave their beards because, you know, they have beards because they don't want people to see their teeth. And you see their family members, just tears of joy. And like, this is the person that I married. It's just, it's a wonderful process. And it's important, you know, for the patient to see that their sacrifice was worth it. And being able to get their smile in 24 hours is just, it's amazing to be a part of.
Well, Dr. Park, you got me.
That's right.
It seems like this process is not too good to be true. So thanks for taking the heat today. And if people are wondering about that cost guide that you mentioned earlier, where can they find that?
Comment section.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.